Welcome to the F1 Fangirls Podcast. I'm Hayden.
And I'm Lyra.
And we're two best friends covering everything from the paddock to the podium. Hey guys, and welcome to episode 10 of the F1 Fangirls Podcast. We have a lot to go over, a lot happened in Japan, so let's get started.
All right, so we'll start with strategy. So Japan was mostly a two-stop race for most people, but Charles and Kevin were on a one-stop, which usually, if you know Ferrari, they don't have their strategy down. So I thought that was going to be a big mistake, but it ended up working out really well for Charles. He went from 8th to 4th. Should have been 3rd, but we'll get into that later. 8th to 4th, so that was really good. And then Kevin was 13th, so I mean, close to points.
Yeah.
Probably worked out good for him. But obviously, Max still won. Surprise, surprise.
Not surprised. I think we all knew that.
Yeah.
But I think I honestly thought it was going to be, like, a lot worse. Like, he was just going to come back with vengeance. But he just, like, shoot it off into the distance. And we were like, okay, bye.
I don't think they showed him once.
Because no one cares.
Like, he's not 12 seconds clear of Checo.
Yeah, no one cares.
Yeah, if you take out the two Red Bulls, that's actually a really good podium.
Yeah. So just, like, DNF both of them every race, and then
like cover them up on your screen, and then you can
gaslight like yourself. Fun.
So another Carlos win, so that's really good for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lando was, well, we already talked about Charles fourth, but I think they should have let him have the podium.
So we did not watch the race together this weekend. Someone didn't want to.
Don't do me like that.
Anyways, we didn't watch it together, and it was very much like, it was weird because like I couldn't like express my feelings to you right then and there, so I had to like send her a video of like everything that like was going on. And everyone knows that I am a Carlos fan, and I sent her a video, and I was essentially like, I think Charles should have got podium. Like, I think he should have won, because I want you to talk more about this, because you know a lot more with Charles and Jules. But it was essentially very, it would have been very special for him to win, not win, but obviously get podium this race. And, well, I mean, they could have strategized it that way. Ferrari could have, and they didn't, and they strategized it towards Carlos winning, which also just doesn't make sense, because you would think, okay, Carlos doesn't have a seat for next year, Charles does. So wouldn't they be giving more opportunities to Charles versus Carlos? Which, like, maybe they're like, oh yeah, we want him to have a seat next year for a different team, but then still, that doesn't make sense. Yeah. So I want to hear your thoughts on this and then go more into, like, Charles and Jules. But definitely it was, like, she was shocked that I said that, because obviously that, like, I'm a Carlos fan, but I still love Charles, and I think it would have been a lot more special if he would have won instead of Carlos. Yeah.
Because I don't want to stereotype Carlos fans, and you're not in the stereotype, but, like, I feel like they're very defensive about being like, Carlos is better, like, he deserves the seat, he's proving himself and winning, but, like, he is doing all that, but even the, like, Charles was disqualified, had a do not start last year, and Carlos won, and he still finished behind Charles.
And then same with like, it was all about the tires, because Charles only had one pair of softs left. Also, all of this could have been strategized differently. I don't know if people really understand that. Like, this is all things that could have been prevented, stopped, or done this a different way, but yet it all went out like this. In Australia, we saw that Oscar was, I think, in third, and they let Lando pass because Lando was on newer tires. Of course, you can strategize that to where someone gets a pit stop sooner or later, and then you can strategize it to where Oscar could have got podium instead of Lando. And obviously, like, either one of them, like, that's great if either one of them gets podium, but in this case, same thing. Carlos was on newer tires because Carlos got a pit stop early or later, whereas Charles went in earlier, and then Carlos was on newer tires towards the end of the race, so they let him pass Charles. So, that, like, they could have strategized it to where Carlos went in earlier and Charles went in later. So, I just don't I mean, I don't know. It's weird because, like, I don't, yeah, because you're like, you're thinking that they would give Charles the opportunity instead of Carlos.
And Carlos's radio, don't even get me started on that.
I wasn't listening.
He said, one more to go till the podium.
Yeah.
Like, so, I don't know. It was really arrogant.
I did see a lot of, like, arrogance and selfishness, which is, like,
not surprising for him.
No, but I was just honestly, like, me as a person. If I were to put myself in Carlos's shoes, just the person that I am, I would have been like, listen, I want Charles to get this podium. Like, that's just, like, me personally, like, yes, while I think it's, like, furthering my career that I would get a podium, like, think of how much it would have meant for Charles to get that podium.
Exactly.
Not just, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, and, well, I'll start talking about Jules, because Jules Bianchi, he was a F1 driver in, like, the 2010s, and he passed away in 2015 because of a crash that happened at Suzuka. And so, basically, it was, like, pouring down rain, and someone had already wrecked, and so there was, like, the tractor, like, picking up the car parts, and he, I guess, spun out. I haven't seen the footage, but he hit the tractor and was in a coma for, like, a really long time. Mm. That was in October, and then he passed away next, like, July. So it was really hard on Charles because he was Charles' older brother's best friend, so Charles' godfather, and they were really close. And he's essentially the reason Charles even got into F1, because Charles and his brother, you know, Arthur Leclerc, they're both racers, and so his family could only, like, afford one of them to go into F1. And Jules was, like, recommending that he go to, you know, Sauber and all that. So that's really the entire reason he's even at Ferrari right now. And Jules would have gone, well, people suspect he would have gone to Ferrari had he still been alive.
Yeah.
So.
And obviously, like, Charles is a really amazing story. And, like, I feel like people, like, still, like, undermine him, which is, it's crazy that they still do that if you, like, don't know the backstory of him and his brothers and Jules and, like, all of that. If you don't know, like, you can put him in a stereotype, but, like, it's totally different. So what was the correlation between him leading on lap 17?
Okay, so essentially before the race, Charles went to Jules' family and was like, hey, I'd love to use, like, his helmets, so, like, his number and, like, his colors and all that, and they were so honored that he would ask that. So he's wearing 17 on his helmet for Jules, obviously. And then on lap 17, it kind of worked out perfectly, and people were saying that Jules is, like, watching over him because Charles was leading on lap 17.
Which, also, if you think about it, if Carlos hadn't pitted, then, and if anyone else hadn't pitted either, then he wouldn't be leading then.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. I feel like it kind of worked out both ways, but then again, I still think he should have gotten the podium.
I'm glad you can agree with me about that.
Yeah. And, like, yeah, I think it's funny that you, like, didn't expect me to say that. But, like, honestly, like, I think he should have.
I agree.
Like, as much as I love Carlos, like, yeah. I don't, like, I think he should have. Like, I think it would have meant a lot.
Exactly.
Especially because it's been, like, what, 10
years? Yeah, this is the 10 years since he passed.
Yeah, so. And it was really, I thought Charles's helmet was beautiful. Like, yes, so pretty.
I love that he did that for them. That was really sweet.
So sweet.
Yeah. But, I mean, I feel like Carlos' radio is just, that kind of made me feel like he's insensitive.
Insensitive, and then it felt like he didn't care.
I mean, I don't want to say that's, like, not surprising, but, I mean, he did say he's selfish and has to put himself first,
and then,
which is true.
We saw the footage this morning, but you can explain more about it.
Oh, no. If you're on Twitter, which, I mean, a lot of people are, there's this video someone posted on their Instagram story, as I'm talking about.
Yes.
C squared. And so Charles was walking by, like, cleaning his sunglasses, so, like, doing this. And then Carlos was coming from the other side and, like, looked this way and then looked at Charles. And they just walked by each other, like, didn't even acknowledge each other or say anything.
And, like, we went into this, I forget what episode it is, I'm sorry, but we went into this about, like, there was controversy, especially after Lewis signed with Ferrari, because Lewis is definitely, like, not in the spotlight usually, but there was controversy over if Carlos and Charles' friendship was just all for PR. But we both agreed, and we went into all of this, that their friendship wasn't PR. But, like, you see videos like that, and you're like, oh. Which, like, obviously we can't assume. Like, we can't assume, yeah. obviously, but we can't assume that, like, it was... There yeah. was stuff happening, so, like, maybe it
we
was...
We don't want to, yeah,
for a certain
say
reason, we don't just, like, yeah, we don't want to, like, assume anything was... I mean, on they were purpose. Just ignoring yeah. each other. We don't want to assume that, but
it
you obviously see
like
things.
It.
And yeah. then, of course, with everything this weekend, so...
Yeah, which, I mean, I think... If anything, their friendship probably did start out as PR because they weren't that close before they were teammates, I don't think.
Yeah.
But I think it actually did grow into, like, a real friendship.
I think so, too, because I don't think, like, I think that our biggest point was, like, if you're friends with someone, I don't think I could act that way around someone that I'm not friends with. I couldn't be paid enough money to be, like, that.
Fake.
Yeah, that fake, or yeah. just, like, if you watch their videos, like, it's, like, I can't act that way around someone if I don't, like, genuinely like them or, like, have a
yeah,
friendship with
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
Like, I can't act like I act around you
yeah.
if I hated you. Exactly. Like, I could never act that way around you. I couldn't be paid enough money to act that way around you.
It's just, like, not your real personality, and I feel like it would show after
yeah.
a while, which it hasn't.
Because, so. Like, I mean, you can just, like, obviously, Carlos is very, like, good at, like, zoning out. But, like, I definitely will do that. I'll just, like zone out and then, like, be, like,
yeah, but,
ew.
Yeah, but we know it's not, like,
PR.
You being, like,
yeah.
ugh.
Ew.
I hope not, at least.
No, I love you. Don't worry.
Well, moving right along.
But, no, that was definitely, that was sad. When I saw he was leading on lap 17, I didn't, like, shed a tear. I was like,
yeah, this whole story just,
yeah,
chokes me up.
It was.
Yeah. I didn't even notice until you sent me that TikTok. And mm-hmm. I was like, wow, that's really great.
It's so depressing. Speaking of, oh, we need to go into this. This is a big thing. Everyone knows that we are big Danny Rick stans.
Oh.
But... We talked about this either one or two episodes ago. Danny Rick was given an ultimatum that if you don't perform by this race, then you're out and Liam's taking your seat. And, well, obviously, if you were watching, it was lap two. It was really weird. If you watch the footage back, it wasn't anyone else, but Danny Rick just looked right. And then, like, either swerved or I don't know what happened, but he just spun
yeah.
out and then crashed into the wall. And he clipped Alex Albon. And then Alex also crashed. And if you know, Logan crashed in, what was it? What practice was it?
Ooh, I think it was one.
Yeah. So he crashed very early on. Obviously, he was
with
out.
The repaired chassis that was already
yeah. was
damaged.
Was he out? When that happened?
Yeah, yeah. But he was back by FP2, I think.
Yeah. And then, obviously, Alpine has been having...
a nightmare season.
Yeah. So, I mean...
What it looked like was... They were kind of explaining it because they were like, oh, that's Daniel's fault because it looked like he just moved into Alex because, like,
yeah.
his back wheel hit Alex's front wheel. But Lance was coming up the inside, and so
mm-hmm.
Daniel looked and saw him... And then moved out of the way because Alex was in his blind spot.
So
they were like, no, like, penalty or anything. Because they're being really strict about fining people now for, like, collisions
Seriously?
And stuff. Yeah. But I guess it was no one's fault because they never came
so
out and said anything.
Williams has two damaged.
Yeah. They won't have new chassis till when, Miami?
That's insane. Which, wow. that's two races from now.
Yeah, that's, like, 27 days away. Not that
Not
I'm
that
counting.
We're counting.
That's crazy.
But I just think it's crazy that, I mean, yeah, Williams obviously had nightmare, just crashed almost every,
yeah.
taking Logan out. I mean, all of that. It's been a nightmare for them.
I was praying for Logan points so that he would, like, prove Alex wrong.
Yeah, when he crashed, I was like,
I know.
Ugh.
The car was, like, musty.
It's
like covered in dirt.
Because it was Alex's car, right? That was damaged when he crashed in Australia, and Logan was racing with that.
Well, it was Alex racing.
They have too many chassis.
Yeah, they have too many damaged cars, too many crashes. We can't even keep track. I don't even
but
know.
But the real thing was Danny Rick, which you're like, it's, I mean, okay, we've talked about this so much, but
we go, like, back and forth.
I think, honestly, his downfall was leaving Red Bull. Because I remember episode one of Drive to Survive, it's like, Danny Rick leaving Red Bull and, like, going to Renault. And you're just like, why is he leaving? He's like, I just want more. His excuse was like, I just want more freedom. Like, I just want to, like, explore more. And that was his downfall. And then it went from Red Bull to Renault to McLaren to now.
McLaren was the biggest downfall there could have ever been. That was a giant mistake.
Yeah, and then, I mean, that's just, it's so hard. Because everyone loves him so much in the sport. And the fact that they could be like, no, you're done, is, like, really sad. And, I mean, obviously, he didn't perform because he crashed. And while it wasn't his fault, I mean, it was his fault because he
can be cleaner, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, he wasn't doing good in all of FP1 to then qualifying, and he started the place he was. And obviously, like, there's going to be those incidents where you're starting, like, back on the grid or middle of the grid because you're all bunching up to then get around the first corner. So, I mean, there's things like that that's going to happen, but it was really unfortunate that it was him, because
especially after the helmet said all that stuff, even if it is just a rumor, it seems like it would be
something. But it was like Red Bull Daily that, like, posted all that, and they're like, he has been giving an ultimatum. And I don't know, I just think when you look at him, he doesn't seem happy anymore. Like, stop, honestly, man. He doesn't.
The videos are so sad.
The videos, and I mean, literally all weekend, they were putting Liam and Danny Rick.
This was on purpose.
Together. I swear to God. They were. And it was just like, yes, we get that Liam is, like, going to take his seat. Like, we get
at
it.
At some point,
we get it. He's not performing, but it's just really sad because it's like, he's a great, I don't want to say he was a great driver because he is a great driver, but he lost, like,
after you retire, I don't think it's smart to come back.
No.
Besides, I'll give Fernando an exception because that's a great comeback.
Fernando's always been a good driver.
But, like, all these rumors about Seb coming back, I don't think you can, like, pick up where you left off, which is what I think Daniel thought would happen, which we saw that was not the case.
No, because I just think he made a lot of really bad decisions, and
probably has a lot of regrets, which is unfortunate.
And it's sad because he wants to go back to Red Bull, but Red Bull is not going to take him back because of how he's performing, and they want someone
consistent.
Yeah, and it was put out that Checo will make his decision within the next week or so. So
a week.
I mean, it said
that's insane.
I'm sorry, within the next month. So I mean, pretty soon, that could be any time. So
if he wins China, he's extending.
If he wins China, yes. But I think
hint, Carlos, take his seat.
Because, I mean, there's been a bunch of hints. And
oh, yeah. They're not hiding it.
No, he's been talking to a lot of people at Red Bull. Like, literally the cameraman was filming on where Carlos's garage, like, where he was. His, like, sign above it where it says, like, 55 Carlos signs. They pointed at that, and then the Red Bull,
they zoom in on Christian.
Yeah, they zoomed in on Christian. And I was like,
I can't.
Hello?
They were, like, on something with the Liam and Daniel stuff, and then
they were just, like, feeding into all of us. Speaking of that, when the red flag happened, and everyone had to go back in,
we did
bless the cameraman.
In the Aston Garage.
We talked about how good Lance has been looking lately.
People were converted to be Lance people.
But that shot of him sitting in the garage, when I tell you I was so sad that we weren't together, I screamed. Like, I'm not kidding. I was like, is that Lance?
Yes, it was.
And I was like, am I a Lance girly now?
Yeah, now you know how it feels.
Because I was talking about it because at the launch party, when it was like that whole thing, like, Lawrence looked like the mafia boss where they were like screaming, like, he's coming, he's coming. Yeah. And then when they did the, like,
of them in the suits, him and Fernando.
Yeah, that was good.
That was very good.
But that, and then I mean, Carlos, Charles.
You can't have a red Lando. Flag without a Charles shot. Yeah.
Well, even Lando, I was like, oh my gosh. Yes. And yes, this is all about us being obsessed with the drivers. We're sorry that we have to be like.
Don't listen to our last episode. We stand up for ourselves.
We did stand up for ourselves. But I just want to say that was. Like, thank you, cameraman. Like, can we have the
race?
Yeah. Can we please take you with us everywhere, please?
We should get them to follow us around.
That was shocking. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting. Usually it's not Lance.
No, I think they were apologizing for the race being like set back. So they were like giving us.
He was just happy he wasn't the one that caused the red flag.
Okay.
Speaking of Lance, did you hear his radio?
Yes.
It's so funny. He was
his
like.
His voice crack. Yeah.
He was like, it's unbelievable how slow we are on the straights. Like, it's a different category.
But can we talk about how Aston is doing better than Mercedes?
Did you see? Someone asked Fernando if, like, he would go to Mercedes or something, and he was like, well, they're behind us right now, so doesn't look too good. Yeah, because Fernando was sixth, ooh, George seventh, Lewis ninth. So, yeah, that doesn't seem like a good move for him.
Toto's obviously not happy.
He's never. If they were, like, 2-3, he wouldn't be happy.
No.
Well, maybe he would because it's been so long.
That's true.
But, yeah.
And, I mean, everyone else is just, like, if you don't crash or you don't do anything else, like, it's, like, we forget about you.
Exactly.
Which, because, I mean, we're also, I swear, the only time I'm, like, so nervous is into turn one. That's always, like, when I'm, like,
the most nervous I've ever been was Jeddah for Ollie because he was right in the middle of that.
I remember when we were all like freaking out.
Stressing.
And that was bad. But he did great. I'm so proud of him for that.
I can't. He's still 12th in the drivers.
That's hilarious. But we were, I brought it up. I was like, have you looked at your fantasy in a minute? And I put Danny Rick and... I don't think I put Alex on any of mine. Maybe I did.
Lucky you.
But she put Alex and Danny Rick.
I put them both on two out of my three teams. And Daniel was on the third by himself.
So.
Minus like 250 points at least.
Yeah. So if anyone put Danny Rick on your fantasies, sorry. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, that was a tough loss for us.
Yeah.
I can't believe I did that.
I think I put him on my team with Carlos, so I think I'm going to have to use my...
I changed my double DRS to Carlos instead of Lewis. I don't know where I was going with Lewis. Sorry, Mercedes fans. He's just...
He's the car. It's the car. It's not the driver.
He literally said, shall I switch with George?
I was like...
He's done. He volunteered to go back a place. And it ended up being two because Oscar was sandwiched between them.
I heard that and I was like, question mark?
I thought it was like gonna be George being like, can I pass him?
Yeah.
No. Lewis offering to
that's
go.
That's how you know
he's
over like, it. Yeah, done. It's like, Lewis, we just started the season. You can't check out now.
He can't wait to be at Ferrari. You just know he has a countdown on his phone.
I'm so nervous about where Carlos is gonna go.
Yeah, but I think he'll definitely have a seat. I think.
I mean, I think so too.
Where it is, with where I don't know.
I think what proved him most was coming back from surgery and then winning. Like, and even if Max didn't DNF, he would have still placed really high anyways.
Okay, I thought he was like one. I was like, we need to have a talk. Yeah, he still probably would have had a podium.
Yeah, so I just think that.
That's really great.
Why would he not have a seat?
Yeah.
And I think, honestly, I think if Checo didn't have a car, like a Red Bull, he wouldn't be performing that well.
Absolutely.
It's just because of the car.
Yeah.
I think it's, if you look, it's like car versus the driver. Like,
yeah.
Which is better.
If we get Carlos to Red Bull, so Max and Carlos, hold Lewis on. And Charles.
No, Lewis and Charles.
Yeah, Lewis for and next Charles. Year, that's like,
yeah. Oh my gosh, okay. I saw it was okay. Max and Carlos, Lewis and Charles, and then Fernando and George at Mercedes. Imagine how insane. Go to Aston.
Bring up like Felipe or something. Yeah. One of their reserves.
Imagine.
That would be the most fair fight there's ever been.
Fair fight in that season would be, I would be so excited every season to watch.
That's not impossible.
It's not impossible. I think the only one that's iffy would be Mercedes, because I don't know if Fernando would go to Mercedes.
I don't know. I mean, how much longer does he have left in him, if we're being honest? He might want to retire somewhere else.
Okay. Him and my dad are almost the same age. He's younger than my dad, but
it's old for racing.
Like, old for racing, but like
old.
You don't want to say old because like I don't consider my dad old, but
it's all like perspective.
But the fact is he's still performing really well.
Outperforming Lance.
So it's like not. It would not be weird for him to retire, but like, what would he do with himself? Would he do like rally car, like Carlos Sr.?
Oh my god, he totally could.
Yeah.
Or like NASCAR.
NASCAR.
Could you see Fernando in NASCAR?
No.
Maybe. I mean, some F1 drivers go there. Speaking of, I was going to say, if Carlos can't have an F1 seat, he has lots of other motorsports.
I don't think that he would not have a seat next year. I think it would be...
He could do endurance racing with Arthur. That's what Arthur did when he got kicked out.
Okay, but like, think about it this way. If Danny Ric was still not performing as well as Carlos was and still got a seat at different teams, I think that they would take Carlos.
Oh my gosh.
Who would not take Carlos? Like, yes, well, there's no empty seats right now. I think he's going to get a seat. They're going to kick someone off. I think with Checo announcing that, I think that that was like my...
Your like glimmer of hope.
Yes.
What if...
Which I mean, okay.
I have a crazy proposal when you're done.
I don't want to be a Red Bull fan, though.
Yeah, that would be a little... You already have the hat. Not my hat. That would be a little... But you wouldn't be the only one.
My younger brother would be so mad if Carlos came to Red Bull. Yeah. He would be so mad. He doesn't like Carlos for some reason.
He doesn't like anything you like.
True. He just is a bandwagon. I want to say that. He's not a true F1 fan. He just likes Max because Max is winning right now. He would probably like Carlos if Carlos was winning right now, but he doesn't. What's your proposal? Okay. I'm ready to hear it.
Okay. Kevin and Nico, their contracts both expire. No. I'm pretty sure after this year, okay? Their Haas is really looking at Ollie because he's their reserve driver, and he like tested their car out and stuff last year in practice.
We know this, yes.
Yes. I'm giving backstory to the newer people.
Okay.
They're both out, okay? If they got Ollie in,
who is the second driver? Kimmy?
Carlos.
Carlos is not going to Haas.
If he has no contract and Haas is like, do we have a proposal? You think he's turning it down?
I mean, I don't know him, so I don't know what I'm going to say to that. He'd go from Ferrari to Haas.
I'm not saying he will. I'm saying it's an option. He could get them a top five finish in a
Haas.
Yeah. It could happen.
No, it could not.
Don't count that option out.
Okay, another one of your...
If I'm right, every single one of you owes me something. I don't know what, but you'll owe me something.
Okay.
Also,
I want to hear your other crazy proposal that you were talking about earlier.
What crazy proposal?
About who would be the best backup dancer.
Oh my gosh. Okay. If you're a Dance Moms fan, which obviously this is
we've talked about this,
inspired yes. by the Dance Mom pyramid that Abby Lee Miller so kindly blessed us with, you know JoJo Siwa. If you know Dance Moms, you know Bose, Rainbows. She's just a little.
She came with a new song.
Bundle of joy.
Yeah, she came with a new song on Friday, and
yeah.
The dance is very interesting.
Yeah, the music video was an experience. I watched it today, against my own will, and if you've seen it, you know. If you haven't, you probably
just watch at your own risk.
Yeah, we'll give a little like discretion right here.
Yeah.
Okay, who do we think would make a good backup dancer in that music video?
I was thinking about this. Because the people that I've seen that have danced drivers-wise is Charles, Danny Rick, Oscar.
You've seen Oscar dancing?
Yeah, he did it for like Prema. He was like dancing one of their like...
It's been a while for him.
Yeah.
Okay. Who else? I've seen Carlos break dancing.
Yeah, so that's immediate write-off.
He would do it.
He would not be good at it, though.
No, he would try. Charles would definitely try to do, like,
okay, hear me out. I think if Danny Rick gets kicked off, I think he'd be a great backup dancer. Like, that could be his new
career.
That's,
like, his fallback.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. His Instagram, like, you know, when they're, like, in the studio filming and it's, like, all dramatic. Because that could be the
You could
him.
See him with, like, some, like, baggy clothes on and like make,
like, stage makeup eyeliner. He would be so into that.
So, my vote is Danny Rick, because...
Yeah. I think...
I feel like Max could do it, too.
Max doesn't even want to, like be seen.
No, I'm obviously kidding. My vote's Danny
Did
Rick.
You hear... Oh, my goodness. Okay, so Kelly... Oh, yes, Kelly, Max's girlfriend, was there with her daughter, Penelope. She... was yelling up at him during
the Dutch anthem.
Yes.
I was like, oh, Pete.
I was singing and, like, you know, singing the Dutch anthem, because who doesn't know it at this point? And I heard her, like, screaming, and I was like,
I, like, immediately knew it was her, because she was saying, yay, Max! I was like, aw.
Max was like, I'm glad that I did good, because I didn't want her to think that she was unlucky, because he DNF'd in Australia, and she was there, which, that was so sweet.
That was so sweet.
I love that. All three of them are so precious. Anyway, we got... Whoa, we got sidetracked. You can see for yourself the bottom. Yuki points in home race. That was, like, the
Did
highlight of
Did you see him saying... Okay, most of the demographic that, like, likes him as a driver is 10 to 14-year-olds, and he said that they relate to him because he looks like them and, like, he's the same size as them. I was like...
He is 5'2".
That's so true. I always forget that. Like, we're taller than him. Like, considerably
we're
taller than him.
We're Fernando sight. If we
How
stood...
tall are you?
I'm 5'7", and, like, a quarter
I'm 5'6".
Oh. I'm Fernando sight. Yeah, you would be, like, that much shorter than him.
That's fine.
Oh, my God. He's so little.
But, yeah, Yuhi points at home race, which is great.
That was the highlight
Someone
of
said,
all this.
End of the Yuhi Tsunoda Grand Prix.
Real. That is very true. Alpine actually didn't do terrible.
Mm-mm.
Joe had to retire because of a gearbox problem.
Yeah.
I wasn't exactly sure what was
And
happening.
I said that it was, I think I mentioned that it was most that's been out this race, right? Because three
you
is the most.
What? Oh, I think you're right.
Because Joe,
Yeah.
Danny, and then Alex.
Because the other race was only like one or two.
Yeah, because Australia was only Max and Lewis.
The good old days. Minus Lewis. I want to see Lewis do well. I'm literally so biased. That's crazy. I was a Mercedes hater, and now I'm like, Lewis.
No, I think I'm not a Lewis hater. I want to see Lewis do well, but like he can't do well on a Mercedes. Like, I'm sorry.
He's also not even giving himself the opportunity to do well. Because, like, George, oh my gosh, we need to talk about this.
And he even said, like, shall I let George pass? I was like,
the British accent is so on point.
I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I was like, what is this, like, the 1800s?
Seriously.
Anyway, so George, I truly, this made me so mad. And also, I feel like he should have gotten a penalty. George passed Oscar with, like, one lap to go. But... he literally went over all four tires off the track, like, fully track limits, and no one said anything.
That, and
no
then
penalty.
When he pulled out in front of him in the garage.
that should be a fine, a penalty. I don't know. Something.
On his birthday.
What did he do to deserve that?
Nothing.
He's just a little baby.
Poor Oscar.
He's just a teeny tiny little, I don't know. A rookie. He's like 20. What? A rookie. That's what your husband said to him.
Husband?
Your man. I don't know what you want me to call him. Carlos was okay. Beefing majorly.
That's they apologize to each other. That's
a bold statement.
That's old beef. It's fine. That we have new beef now. Oh, do we have any? We don't have. Do we have any rookies?
No.
Fernando.
Yeah.
Obviously, Fernando's rookie of the year every year. Other than Ollie, who's not there anymore.
Yeah.
No rookies this year.
Also, Ferrari has won every single driver of the day this year. I'm so happy with that. Oh, yeah, Charles won driver of the day. I thought that was really good for him.
Obviously. I would have been upset if he didn't win driver of the day.
Yeah, he deserved it.
Because who else would have won?
Max. Someone, there was like 10% Max or something. I was like, what is going on?
Max doesn't even do anything anymore. He just like drives his car straight and then like wins the race. We're like, good job for you, Max.
20 seconds.
Oh, not mention that. Does he have equal amount of race wins as Lewis does now?
I think it's Red Bull and Mercedes have the same. They have like both 116 wins, but Max only has like 50 something, and Lewis has like 103.
Oh. Well, then what did I see?
I think it was Red Bull and Mercedes have both 116 wins total. So got it. Red Bull's going to crush them by the end of this season because Mercedes
yeah,
not getting
okay.
more
Red Bull
wins.
Has won as many F1 races as Mercedes since the team was formed in 2005.
Oh, my God.
So
Mercedes has been around longer than that, hasn't it?
I don't know.
I don't know who's been around longer.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Because I think they were, like, combined with
yeah, because it says 116
McLaren.
Race wins.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was talking about
Max
and Max versus Lewis. And I was like, he's caught up already.
No, we have another season or two before
yeah,
that happens.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, my gosh, it's been that long. And I saw, I mean, this is, like, controversial, but I wanted to win, I wanted Lewis to win his 8th world championship. What was it?
Mercedes?
Yeah, how many years ago was it?
2021? Are you talking about Abu?
Yeah.
This is a slippery slope you're going on.
I'm just saying, like, after, I saw a video of him, like, after the race, like, with
Stop,
his dad.
He was, like, destroyed.
That was, like, that
and
was.
And Max was, it was, like, two sides of
and Max was, like,
the race. I saw something and it was, like, Max deserved the championship, Lewis deserved the race win. And I was, like, that's low-key true.
That's
but
true.
I would have loved to see. I mean, I didn't. I watched it. Like, I had to go back and watch it because I obviously wasn't in F1. I watched the last, like, however many laps it was. And I think it was definitely, not rigged. I don't know what the word is. But, like, unfair. Mm-hmm. Because a safety car leaving one lap.
Yeah, that was what it was.
I don't know. It could have been. I mean, if it was a different outcome, if Lewis would have won, they act like Max would have never won a world championship.
That's what I'm saying.
That's literally not the case at all. They act like Lewis would have kept winning, which I don't think is true at all because their car blew up. I don't know what happened. I don't know what went wrong. I don't know why they can't get
either.
It right.
Mm-mm.
Mercedes is going through it.
Which I don't know why.
It's because they don't let Lewis do anything, and Lewis doesn't want to do anything anymore.
That's so sad. I just don't know what they're going to do when he leaves. Well, actually, I'm sorry. There is an open seat because no one's filled the Mercedes seat yet. So there's still an open seat at Mercedes.
You're right.
Because Lewis is leaving.
Yeah, it's going to be musical chairs. Everyone's, not everyone, like
so
half
we
the
have
grid's
one,
contract
we have,
goes up.
We have one open seat and then one hopeful open seat at Red Bull because I hope Checo go somewhere else
away from F1.
I was when it was the Carlos Checo pit stop, I was like, please get it by pit stop, please get it. And I was like, okay,
yeah, we had three clean pit stops.
You know it's bad when was it Joe or Valtteri went in for a pit stop and it was like a for...
Oh, I don't know. It's probably Valtteri because Joe was...
It's like a... Some... It was like a slow pit stop. We were like, oh, that's good.
Oh my gosh. Yes, because they hit that like 52-second pit stop in Bahrain or something. And so they had said that their team has been like practicing for months for like this pit stop. Okay. And it was still like... 3 seconds, and they were like, that's really good. What is Ferrari teaching
Bull,
them?
Red Bull pulling with their like 1 second pit stops, you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I was shocked when McLaren won fastest stop of the year last year.
Yeah,
because I thought it would be Red Bull. They only got beat by like 8 milliseconds.
That's insane.
You know, or like still, nanoseconds. It wasn't even milliseconds.
Nanoseconds? Oh my gosh.
I can't. Red Bull is too much for me. I feel like there's a little something going on behind the scenes. I don't want to say that there is, but like last year or 2 years ago when Ferrari, when they like clarified the rules and then all of a sudden Ferrari's not doing good. I feel like that's what they're doing, like using more or less fuel. I don't know what they would want.
Yeah, I don't know. And then
suspicious
with the price cap incident too, which they blamed it on
$100,000.
They blamed it on catering and food and all of that, which
could be true.
Could be a lot true, of people to could feed. Be not be true, and then obviously with the whole Christian controversy, which literally, I can't, it was here, and it was, like, big, and then it just, like, fizzled out.
The girl got suspended or whatever, and...
That was it. No one said anything.
Weird.
Which is even weird with, like, what we were talking about last week. Like, if this was in a different situation, a different context, like, it would be huge, but because it's Christian, I think at Red Bull...
They slid it under the rug.
Yeah, and that's
they can't
that.
Afford to lose him, or they basically lose Red Bull. I mean, that's true. Max, because
we were talking about it. Like, are they gonna fire him? But I mean,
they cannot afford that because who would they bring in?
Don't know.
No, Mattia. Like,
that's bring Mattia back in. Maybe bring Gunther back in.
Please, I never want. To Oh see yeah, Mattia
go follow Gunther on Instagram.
Oh yeah,
it's like life of Gunther. Yeah, the Leif Steiner. Like, oh my gosh. That was so funny.
His
profile picture and his captions on his post.
What is
it?
Was
like one of them was like, oh, it was his birthday, and it's like his wife was like calling him old or something, and I was like, oh my gosh. His wife Greta. I was like, that's hilarious.
That's cute. I love that he's just now getting in.
I know. It's like, you're a little behind, but it's okay.
Just a little bit.
It's him. We'll let it slide.
Well, I think that's all, but that was a lot.
A lot. And, I mean, obviously we have... I mean, there's nothing that's happened, like, no breaking news recently.
Mm-mm.
Which you think that... I mean, obviously we're literally not that far into the season. It feels like we've been, like... Like going for a while, but yeah. We really haven't. It's only beginning of April, so we have a long way to go, and not a long way till Miami, which is so exciting. We're so excited to bring y'all along and
take y'all
through the whole thing. And
hopefully, Daniel's driving.
Yes, which that will be breaking news soon. Obviously, we have the whole Checo thing where he might renew his contract with Red Bull, might not. Obviously, think about it. We still have so many people whose contracts are.
Expiring.
Yep. And we obviously know tendencies with teams and drivers to either like break contracts or break things earlier. So, I mean, I think there's going to be stuff happening soon and hopefully before Miami or after Miami. I don't know. But imagine if like something big happens and we get to go and it's like that all
everything,
goes down.
Everything's like changed.
Yeah.
Gunther will be commentating.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm excited about that.
Yes. Well, we will be back next week to go over the overview of China and obviously more to talk about. So we will see y'all next week for episode 11.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. Stay up to speed by following us on all our social media platforms at F1 Fangirls Podcast.
And if you love this podcast, don't forget to follow and subscribe. I'm Hayden.
And I'm Lyra. Join us next week for our next episode.